everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and honestly, it is my privilege and my pleasure to be able to spend this next 60 minutes with you. We truly feel very blessed to be in partnership with each and every one of you entrepreneurs that are spanning the globe right now. We've got thousands of people that are on the phone, whether they're listening online tomorrow or they're listening right now here live. This is a live call. This is being recorded, and this will be uploaded on our website absolutely free in the members area within 24 hours. So you can listen to this call again. There is going to be a lot of information coming at you very, very fast. And so definitely make sure that you're postured with taking really good notes. You'll be able to fill in the blank tomorrow when you listen online again, because this is going to be a very intensive call, a call that I have not yet done for free on our website. This is some coaching that I've done with some of my clients, and I do have two clients on the line right now with me. We got Kathy Humphries out of Utah, and we've got Nate Ridgway out of Hotlanta. These are two clients that I've been working with for a couple of years now, and they're really doing an amazing job. And so they're actually going to be role-playing with me, because I really feel like the best way for you to be able to learn this kind of content is live interaction, seeing exactly not only what to say but how to say it. And so definitely pay very close attention, because this is going to help a lot of you. My name is Danny Johnson. For those of you that this is your very first call here with DannyJohnson.com, Monday night live call, prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a very abusive home. I did not grow up with parents that were like aspiring business people or even people that had jobs. Neither one of them carried a job throughout my entire life. And so when I heard about the industry, I was 19 years old. I did not think that people like me succeeded in anything, and I was totally cold feet and told the person that was introducing me to becoming an entrepreneur, I said, you know, it sounds great for you, but it's definitely not for me. So after a couple of months, he continued to persist with me and continued to show me other means of how the business operated through different conference calls and literature and live training. And after a couple months, I got the courage to get started. Came out and failed miserably for 6 months. I mean, my first 6 months, I talked to hundreds of people, trying to get people interested in my product, trying to get them interested in joining me in a business enterprise, and no one wanted to do anything with me. And I think the way I just said it should tell you something. Many of you out there trying to get people interested in your product or your company, and bottom line is it's much easier to get people interested in themselves than it is to get them interested in what you have. And so there's some skill sets that I actually invested into to the tune of thousands, in fact, $25,000 I invested into my education on how to be able to do this as a professional. And I made a total of $51,000 in a very short few months. And shortly after that, ran off and got married on a whim. And the guy that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, completely living homeless out of my car, with nothing, absolutely nothing to show for the year that I had made some money in my business. My business had been stolen as a direct result of getting married to this individual. And I want you to imagine, here's this young kid who was badly abused, grew up with drug addict parents, who didn't think she'd ever amount to anything. All of a sudden, there she is on stage after investing a lot of money into my education, on stage receiving awards, getting a tremendous amount of recognition because I was 21 years old and got a $21,000 paycheck. And so then now here I am totally homeless and destitute, and everything is upside down and inside out. My family had disowned me. My friends had disowned me, and I just completely lost it all. And I was totally, completely depressed, suicidal. It was terrible, and it was the month of December. I'm coming up here on my anniversary here real shortly, in fact. Then started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth from the skills that I had learned and invested into the year before. Made $2,000 the first 10 hours from the handwritten flyer, with no phone, no product, no brochures, no office, no credibility, no contacts, no advertising, no nothing, not even a stinking receipt book. Went out and with nothing and created $18,000 in 45 days working part-time. By the end of my 10th month, my check was over $80,000 in a month. My first year made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million. This all happened by the time I was 23 years old. Ever since then, I have been continuing to build businesses, some of them international businesses. Met my husband through the industry. I'm a mom with 5 children, 2 grandbabies, second one is on the way, and through our 20s had made millions and millions of dollars. And so we truly feel that God gave us a chance to do something different with our lives. My husband also grew up in extreme poverty on his own since he was 12 years old, making money since he was 8 years old. We got out of extreme poverty situations out of extreme impoverished influences and became entrepreneurs at a very young age and was able to start in businesses that had, you know, small costs. I mean, give me a break. A doctor goes and spends $100,000 or even more. I had a doctor in my seminar this past weekend in Los Angeles spend $160,000 on her education to become a pediatrician. Dang, that's a lot of debt. Here I invested $25,000 and made millions. She's still trying to work out her debt. So the point I'm trying to make is this. Man, what a blessed nation we live in, what a blessed time that we live in. And I believe that each and every one of you that are adventuring out to become an entrepreneur, I believe that you've made the right choice. I believe that you've made it at the right time. And I believe that whoever introduced you to this call, I believe you're working with the right people. Because if you are not on this call, I'm a little worrisome for you. I'm not saying you're not going to make it without being able to plug into this website, but I'm saying it's going to make your life a whole lot easier. On our website, in fact, go now because it'll help you tremendously. Even through the call, I'm going to refer back and forth showing you some free content that can really help you to make money immediately. And that is, of course, if you want to make money immediately. If you don't waste your time. But go now to www.danny, D-A-N-I. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Again, that's Danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. Go ahead and pull that up on your website right now. I know that majority of you can get online at the same time as listening to this call. Go ahead and pull that up now. If you see on there, there's a membership that you can fill out. There's a form. In fact, on that first page, you scroll down just a little bit, there's a form. Go ahead and just fill that out and just start getting familiar with what is in the archives. There are a tremendous amount, in fact, thousands of dollars worth of free content available for you in the form of audio, like what you're hearing right now. And anything you can imagine, time management skills, how to be able to pay off your debt. Shoot, Kathy, you were with me in Los Angeles. This was amazing. All the testimonials that we had stand up to give about our debt training. We had, between all the clients that had learned that first step to success, how to pay off debt, $1.7 million worth of debt was paid off amongst a few of our clients that were there in Los Angeles, which was profound. If you want to learn how to get those skills, if nothing else, that free website is going to teach you how to get out of debt, as well as how to build a business with communication skills that are much more professional. Instead of sounding like an amateur salesperson out there, instead learning how to professionally build and market and develop your business to the tune of profits. Professionals make profits. Amateurs spend and waste money as well as time. And so there's a number of free content that's there for you, you know, and it's free. What have you got to lose besides time? And we all do that all the time anyway, so who the heck cares? So I suggest go ahead and go there. Get familiar with it. Man, you know what? If you don't like it, it's free. Next, big deal. Okay, now, tonight we're going to be talking about how do you handle the objections of the people after you get them in. You see, I know that many of you, whether you come from a sales background, we got every type of walk of life that's represented here, just like every first step that we do. We have every walk of life you can imagine. CPAs, doctors, lawyers, we've got real estate investors, brokers, and agents, mortgage brokers and agents, actors, actresses, singers, songwriters, pastors, elders, worship leaders, you name it, moms and dads, you know, mechanics and cocktail waitresses, you name it. We've got every kind of profession that's represented right here on the phone, as well as every color, every race, every status level you can imagine. We've got people who are destitute, broke, just like I was when I got started as a homeless cocktail waitress, all the way to those that are multimillionaires that are here to learn how to advance their business where it's at. Now, isn't it interesting, just like when we come out of a live training situation, you know, two different people can go through the same training. One, you know, at a very high level of leadership already knowing how to build a business but not knowing how to sustain the business will come to first steps to success and go, dang, man, I learned so much on how to sustain my business. And yet there's another person that comes and does not know how to even build a business. They come through. They learn how to do that. Same exact weekend. Same exact information. But the point is that the wise know how to apply the information to where they're sitting right then and there. So for some of you right now, you're like, I don't have any bit of a business at all. That's okay. The information I'm going to give you will prepare you for when you do have it, or you'll be able to use some of this information on how to get some kind of business happening for you right away. Now, tonight, like I said, is a new topic. You want to write these things down. This is after you got somebody into your business or somebody as a client, let's say. And this is maybe a month down the road, 2 months down the road. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but it's happened to every single one of us that when we're building a business, you get somebody started, and it could be someone you hired as an employee. They come in with all that fervor, and they're teachable, and they're ready to go to work, which is very rare when you find those people, especially if you don't have a good level of skill about how to bring in the right kind of people into your business and your organization. But, you know, 30 days down the road, that hot, excited person, for some reason, now they're when you call them, maybe they're not returning your calls. Or maybe that when you call them, they're like, oh, you know, we had a family emergency, and, you know, the kids are home on vacation, and, you know, we got a lot going on, and yeah, and my dog was sick, and the boss made me turn in some more hours, and you know, I know I got that email on the November classes, but you know, I just can't afford it right now, and I need to cancel my auto ship because it's just not really working out, you know. So, but I'm thinking things are gonna turn around a little bit soon. Yuck! We have all encountered this. And so what I've noticed is I've worked with several clients one-on-one as well as in group-like settings is that, man, how do we deal with these people? What am I supposed to do? Well, I'm going to talk to you about a couple things concerning this. One is that you got to make sure that you're establishing posture throughout your relationship with these new business partners you're bringing into your business. What's important, usually what I find, is that when somebody gets somebody started, they, you know, and once they've got their application or what have you, and somebody got themselves started into some kind of a business, and now here it is, time to get them trained and trying to get them out to the first steps or get them involved in the November classes or whatever, and all of a sudden, man, your posture starts weakening tremendously. You can't expect somebody to follow you and to go to work with you if you start whimpering and shaking in your boots when it's time to direct them on what they're supposed to do. So you've got to maintain that posture of a business developer even after you have actually got them started. It's very important that you do that. The bottom line is this, is that's where the work actually begins. Otherwise, you're nothing but a salesman, and that is not the army that I'm raising up. You can go to any other kind of person to teach you how to be a salesperson. I'm talking about business development, which is a much bigger picture, much longer term relationship with the business person that you're bringing on board, as well as much higher profits that are much long lasting. And so we're not talking about learning how to be a salesman. That's not what I'm talking about here. That's this complete amateur level of making money. I'm talking about sustaining a business. And so it's very important that you maintain that posture of who you're looking for and what you're looking to work with. You must do that if you actually expect people to follow. If you're getting people started and they're not showing up for training, they're not showing up for that next step, there's a good chance that you're weakening in your posture after you got them started. Number two, you need to establish with them a work ethic. This is hugely important, and you also need to establish them where you see them going and the kinds of procedures that they need to learn how to do if they plan on becoming successful with your organization. And so it looks something like this. Whenever I get somebody started, and let's say I've got Nate on the phone. You know, Nate, unmute your line if you muted yourself, or say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Okay, so in this case, you know, let's say I'm getting Nate started and here's the next day and I'm going through his training appointment with him and I'll say, hey Nate, do you got a calendar there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Buddy, what I need you to do is I need you to pull out your day planner and I need you to, you know, kind of open up your month at a glance there. And, you know, just like if you were to, you know, add a part-time job into your life, you know, there are hours that are required to be kept, right?
Right.
Okay, well, this is the same exact way. You have to understand, and I know that you did not buy a lottery ticket, right?
Right.
But you actually got started in business to make money, right?
Right.
And that you're serious about paying off that $30,000 worth of debt, right?
Heck yeah.
Okay. And so you know that in order to pay off $30,000 worth of debt, that it's going to take an investment of time and money to get your business up and running so that you can become debt-free.
Okay.
So now, Nate, you know, there's two types of people. And two types of people, I'm sure, even started in your line of work, you know, as, have you ever noticed, in fact, Nate, you know, at the church, you know, that you're a worship minister, you know, that there's some people that, you know, get started and, you know, they want to volunteer and they want to help out and then, you know, after a week you don't see them again?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you kind of have to replace those kind of volunteers, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. But then there are the serious, kind of like obviously what you were. You obviously, you know, got in the trenches and you did whatever you had to be able to work your way up into that position that you're at right now as a worship leader, right?
Absolutely.
Right. But that doesn't happen to the guy. That doesn't happen to the guy that, you know, is just going to get in and say, hey, you know, I can sing and I can play the piano. You know, can I come play with you guys? And he wants to show up once or twice for a practice and, you know, not show up again and then can't figure out how come he's not being picked.
Right.
Isn't that silly?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I guess the question I have for you is, which one are you? Are you the one that, you know, show up once or twice and expect to get promoted, or are you the one that's going to dig in deep into the trenches, learning what you have to learn so you can work your way up?
No, I'm deadly focused. I'm ready to go.
Okay, awesome. You got your calendar there?
I do.
All right. There's some hours and some appointments that you're going to have to keep, okay? And just like succeeding in anything else, it's going to take commitment. And so one of the things you're going to need to learn how to do, or that you will have to do, is that Monday night, I want you to write down Monday night on your calendar, every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is, what, 10 p.m. your time?
Right.
Okay. 10 p.m. your time, I want you to just mark that out, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, every single Monday, you have a personal appointment. Okay? And I want you to write the phone number down in your planner, 512-225-9400. Okay? Every Monday night, you've got that appointment. Okay? And then in your local area, we've got a training that happens every Saturday. Okay? I need you to write that down in your calendar, Saturdays. Just like if you had, you know, on your job, you've got this particular day that you're supposed to do this particular thing, 10 a.m. till 2. We start with a presentation, which, by the way, I need you to start learning immediately. And it ends by 2 with a training. So it's like from noon to 2, there's a training. From 10 to 11, there's a business presentation. Then there's a break. We usually like to go out, have a bite to eat with those prospects. But that's what's taking place every Saturday. Okay, and time out. So this is where you establish with them what their work week is going to look like, as though they got a job, and you paint a picture as to what is familiar with them and what to expect. This is not a lottery ticket. If you're going to make money, it's going to take work. It's going to take learning how to do the work, and the better you get at doing this particular job description, the more money you're actually going to make, okay? So I would establish a work ethic immediately, and I sit people down with their calendars, and I say, okay, these are your appointments. This is where you're going to be here. Okay, now, Nate, what kind of hours are you looking at wanting to work and build your business?
I could probably put an extra 10 to 12 hours a week.
Okay, 10 to 12 hours a week. What does that look like on your calendar? What I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and pencil that in as though these are your work hours. Go ahead and do that now.
Okay.
How many days per week? How many hours? And this time is set aside for your business.
Okay, I could probably do 3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
So what hours would those 3 hours a day be?
Probably it's going to vary each day. But Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, I could probably do like noon to 3.
Okay, awesome. So just write that in your calendar. This is your appointment for your new business. Okay, so now notice that he's telling me when he's going to work. I'm not telling him when he's going to work. He's telling me when he's going to work. Okay, and he's designing a schedule. Now, Nate, isn't that great that you're kind of designing your own schedule?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the important thing is now that you're an entrepreneur, you need to keep to that schedule. Okay. All right. So I'm going to move on from here. You guys are getting the gist. Is that I would tell them these are the hours, and you're painting the picture that just like any other thing, this is going to take work and effort. Okay. The third thing that you want to do with that person is you want to immunize and remind. You want to immunize them in the very beginning. It's very important that you do this. So I'm going to use Kathy now. Okay. Now Kathy. Now you and I both know that there are some people out there that no matter how excited you're going to be, that there are just some of those people that they just don't like that you're excited, right?
Right.
Now, Kathleen, let's just say that you were getting a loan from the bank and you were going to start yourself a hair salon, okay? And with starting that hair salon, you know, let's say that, you know, you ran out of an advertising budget, but, man, you invested $100,000 in just developing this kick-butt hair salon. I mean, this thing is just top-notch. It is, like, awesome. It is going to be the cat's meow in your area. But you ran out of an advertising budget. How in the world would you build your clientele for that hair salon?
Oh, I would definitely ask people I know for referrals.
Okay. Now, is it possible that some of the people that you would invite to, you know, come down and take a look at the salon, there's some people that would be like, it's not for them?
Sure.
And do you have some bald friends?
Yes, ma'am.
So the bald people don't need what you do, right?
Right.
Okay, so there are some people in your list of resources that are just not going to need your services at all. And is it possible that someone will come down and say, you know, shoot, man. They'll smile at you and say, oh, that's great, but they'll even go, she jacked my hair up. Is that possible? We might have a few that weren't happy with the service?
Yes.
Yes. Is it possible that someone will come, they'll be happy with the service and never tell anybody about it?
Yes.
Okay, and is there some that will come, be happy with the service, and tell everyone they know about it?
Sure.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Are you that kind of a person that would focus on the one that doesn't want your service and get discouraged and feel like, oh, I don't think I have a good service, and oh, my gosh, I don't think this is for me, and, you know, be one of those kind of people that are looking for, you know, I don't know, some quick, easy microwave get-rich-quick scam? Or are you one of those kind of people that understands that that's just the way business is, no matter what kind of business that you're in, and that you're just always looking for the ones that, you know, are going to use your service and are going to be excited about it and are going to refer you?
Sure. If I don't, I'm going to go out of business pretty quick.
Yeah, no question. And so just understand that we will encounter some people that this is not for, and guess what? That's fine. I don't like fish. That doesn't mean God stopped creating fish, right? I mean, maybe you don't like Toyotas. That doesn't mean Toyota got their feeling hurts and don't build them anymore, right? They just know that there's a certain number of people that do, and who cares about the ones that don't? That's just kind of the way it works. That's called business. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay, so obviously that's a level of maturity that you feel like you have?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Because there will come times in the future where, you know, you will encounter some people that just, you know, this isn't for them. That's great. Who can they refer us to? What other, you know, market can they lead us to? Okay, so time out. That's what I mean by immunize them. What I just did is I established a reputation for them to live up to. No one wants to be the guy who's going to whimper and whine and tuck their tail and close up their hair salon because three people said they don't like the haircut. Okay, so obviously she's going to pick the one, well, oh, no, I'm mature. I understand that's how business works. And, yeah, you know, of course. That's not going to bother me. That's what I have her saying, and here's why. Because, and this is why number three is immunize and remind. Why? There will come a day. Well, I will remind her of that conversation we had in the beginning. There will come a day. Well, I will remind her that there are, remember how we talked about there are some people who come in salon and this is not for them. Yeah, I do remember that. Okay, well, guess what? You just encountered it. That's called life. That's the way it works. But just know that if we continue on putting our head down and working forward, we will find the ones who want to refer people to the hair salon. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay? It's the same with kids. I do it with my kids. Okay. So that's immunize and then remind. There will come a day in the future, 6 months down the road, you know, when you've got this person who's been building and talking to people, and all of a sudden, man, they've reached this place of either they've ran out of their warm contacts, maybe they've not made that consistent investment into their skill. They haven't made that consistent investment of them staying involved with what's going on and learning and growing and advancing themselves, you know, maybe from working from warm market, you know, now learning how to work some leads or learning how to get duplication happen in their business. Everybody comes to a place where they run out of their current skill level. You need to write that down. Everybody does. Everybody comes to a place where they run out of their current skill level, and one of two things happen when they hit the roadblock of their skill ends here. Either they go straight to jail and not collect $200, or they pick up a chance card and make an investment into that skill and learn how to do the very next level that they are now ready for, okay? And what's important is that you tell them this ahead of time, that every single step of the way will be learning a new skill. And you've all heard me give the analogy of remembering your first job. In the beginning, it was very difficult. And then, you know, as time went on, you got better and better at it. And as you advanced your skills, you got raises and more raises and promoted. Okay, so but in the beginning, you were terrible and you were embarrassed and even humiliated and didn't even know if you really wanted to do it. They're all familiar with that. What's important is that you tie that new person's mind to something that is familiar, something that you're used to. Now, let me tell you, when you're using these same analogies, there's no problem with you remembering what analogy you used with them. Are you catching me? So these three things are like simple. These three examples that I just gave are very simple, commonsensical. They absolutely work. And now you remember when we talked about the restaurant thing? Yeah. Or you remember when we talked about your first job? Yeah. So it's immunize and remind, okay? Because they will encounter times where they're down. They will encounter times, and this is usually what happens, and you want to make note of this, is that they get down when they hit the roadblock of no skill. Okay, let me tell you what I mean by that. Let's say that they've got their long list of resources and they're calling all kinds of people, and yet they run out to them. You know, they didn't call 200, they called 25. And, you know, they called the easy ones, they called the ones that they felt the most comfortable with, and boom, now all of a sudden when you call them, they've got so many things going on and they don't know what, you know, they, you know, the kids are out of school, all the excuses that I gave you earlier, those excuses then rise up. Let me tell you, the root of all excuses is fear. That's it. The root of every excuse is a bunch of fear. It's a fear of wasting money, a fear of wasting time, a fear of losing fame. That's really where everything, a fear, well, losing fame would be ego, you know, their pride, losing their pride, whatever. But these are the main things that happen. This is what's underneath the excuse that they're giving you, that they've got something that came up in their family, that, you know what I mean? Things that they could not give their boss. The excuses that they give you, they could never give their boss, get away with it and keep their job. No way, especially in a global economy when, you know, we're no longer competing with the guy down the street. You're competing with the country across the way, across the ocean is what people are competing with today. Okay, so anyway, just understand that if they're giving you excuses as to why they're not working, why they're not plugging into First Steps, why they're not going to the classes, why they're not going to your corporate event, why they're not getting on this Monday night call, why they're not calling anyone, why they're not bringing the people to the meeting, why they're not sending people to a website is because they've come to a screeching halt in their skill set. So when they come to that screeching halt, but they don't know it. You have to understand that. They don't know that they've come to that screeching halt, but that is exactly where they're at. Maybe their skill set was I could talk to 25 nice people that I know that wouldn't reject me, but I don't know how to talk to the other 175 that I think might reject me. Do you understand? So that's a how do I do it? They just don't realize it, so they look for excuses because they're afraid. Maybe they've exhausted their entire warm market and, you know, they're not comfortable yet of talking to people, let's say, wearing a button, wearing a shirt like what we just released out in Los Angeles, and stirring up conversation with people that they don't know just out and about while they're out using the form technique from the core rapport methodology. Maybe they're just not, you know, comfortable with that yet. They just don't know how to come out and say, gosh, you know, I really want to build this, but I'm afraid of talking to somebody. They're not going to say that. They're going to say my dog died. They're going to say, my boss called me in to work more hours. They're going to say, you know, my life's kind of going in a different direction right now. And, you know, I'm pretty happy with everything that's going on in my business. So I'm just kind of on cruise control right now. All of that is lies. They're all wah-wah. They're lying to you. You need to understand that. And, again, this is where posture comes in huge. They're so lying to you. It's unbelievable. If you were in Los Angeles, you saw me write a V on the board, and I was talking about Crossroads. And I was talking about it's up to us. They told us. They told us why they want to get started. They told us why they're doing this, whether it's get out of debt, spend more time with the family, vacation more, whatever it is, make more money, eventually get out of the job, whatever. They have told you what their needs are. Your job is to keep them on the path after their needs, not to go off on a bunny trail with them where you're believing their excuses, because if you believe their excuses, they're never going to get to where they want to go. So we're morally obligated, if we believe that we've got something that can work for them, we're morally obligated to just keep them on track, believing again, which brings me to number four, which is encourage and believe in them. Encourage and believe. That's what you're supposed to do every single step of the way. And as a leader, you're supposed to keep one step ahead of them. Keep one step ahead of them. Keep, in other words, immunizing them every single step of the way and girding them, almost like protecting them. I'm not saying control. There's a big difference between the two. I'm saying girding them up, and this is how come so many have done this very successfully, is that they've plugged people through on a monthly basis and getting their people, hey, this is where we're going to be once a month. You better have people with you, you know, at a first step. Now, here's why they do this. Because this people have a 30-day span of getting off track. That's why. This, for some reason, they have a 30-day cycle. So here they plug into a first step, and, you know, they're like, oh, pumped. They're out talking to people. They're making some money. It's blowing my mind. In fact, you guys, go check this out. I don't know if you guys all saw this, but if you go and click right now on events, click on Chicago, because that's where the next event is, you'll see a video. It's the testimonials just from L.A. from a week ago. Testimonials from Los Angeles, watch those. They're going to blow your stinking mind. For those of you that were in L.A., I had Catherine Ruff on the stinking stage. Whee, she made me mad. Kathy, can you believe that? Catherine is on the stage with me role-playing out for closing. She's crying because she thinks she sucks at it, and yet she's made $31,000 since July. Her first steps was in Denver, okay, which is in the middle of July, and here it was mid-October. So July, August, September, October, 3 months she's made $31,000, and she just didn't mention that while she was on stage. I wanted to hurt her. I saw the video on Thursday. I'm like, and then she's in my classes. She's in the prospecting and closing classes, too. Just didn't mention it. And then she was on the Thursday night call for the dynasty call. She didn't mention it. I'm like, oh, my God. Catherine, I owe you one. If ever you are on stage with me and you've got a story that will inspire everybody else there, you better stink and tell it. Okay, anyway. But there's like a 30-day span of time before people get off track. And so So even Kathy and I were talking about it before we started on the call. You can get somebody brand new, man. There they are. They're plugging through. They're getting some skills. They're getting some courage. They're making some calls. They're starting to make some things happen. And then all of a sudden, Kathy, what happens 30 days later? If they're not plugging back in to that thing that ignited them, ready to install and equip them with the next set of skills that they need to hunt to get over that next hump, they become dead in the water, and here comes all the excuses. So you have to understand, all of us, me included, have a 30-day, in fact, me, I'd say it's about a week. It's so pathetic. Okay, for some of us, it's a week. But for most of us, it's about 30 days. We've got a 30-day window of getting off track. And so also more important, while we make that consistent commitment, staying plugged in. If you stay involved, eventually your belief and your skill set will raise through each one of the hurdles that you're going to have to make it through, okay, which is very important. Okay, so encourage and believe in them. You will get the calls of the excuses. I'm going to show you how to deal with those calls. And it's encourage and believe in them. You keep planting that, things are going to happen. Number five, don't focus on the who's whining. You got to focus on the who's doing. Can't focus on the who's whining. You got to focus on who's doing. Here's what happens when you focus on the who's whining. I don't know what's wrong, Danny, but everybody is doing nothing. Oh, my God. I love it when I encounter that with some of my clients in my classes. I absolutely love it. Okay, well, tell me, how many is everybody? And tell me, how many are seriously doing nothing? I just had it with one of my clients who's a multiple six-figure yearly income earner. She said, well, no one's really active. I'm like, well, tell me how many is no one. Okay, how many out of 10 are actually working their business? She's like 59%. That's huge! Hugely successful, but how easy it is for our mind to get focused on the, I don't know what that is, 30, whatever. How pathetic am I? 41%. Easy to get focused on the 41% that are not doing and forgetting and leaving out and encouraging the 59 who are doing. You have to understand something. Whatever you focus on is what you get good at, okay? So, again, I want to give you this foundation. Number one, that's a posture issue. You've got to keep that strong posture. Your job is to keep them on the right track, the track of going after what they got in for. That's the point of that's what you're hired to do. You are hired to keep them on the track that they confessed to you that they wanted to be on, okay? Next thing is there are always going to be those people, for whatever the reason is, that are not going to do it. There's five different types of distributors, folks. If you've got the CDs Insider Secrets, that information's in there. It's 2 hours long of information that's total secret information. But anyway, so in that thing, I talk about there's five different types of people that will be in your business. Those are there. There's nothing you can do about it. You're not going to change those numbers. Just like I cannot change the weather. I can't. I cannot change the times, I can't change the weather, I can't change how long it takes to grow asparagus. I can't even change my spouse. I'm barely good at changing me. So you got to get a grip here. There's some things you cannot change, and you just need to get used to it. You cannot change the seasons, and neither can I. I can't change, and neither can you change, about the fact that we're all getting old. There's nothing we can do about it. And as soon as you can come to that revelation of what's on the Insider Secret CDs, of this is the way it is, and it really is now a leadership check for you, is where is your focus? Are you focused on the 50% that are doing nothing and saying no one's doing anything? Now you're incorporating everybody into the no one is doing everything. Or are you working with the deserved instead of the needed? Those are big things. Okay, now let's go through some of what these objections are and how to be able to deal with them. Here's a couple of them right now. Number one is that you're going to have people who won't call their friends. They're going to give you that. I already called them all. And they made 3 phone calls. Or they made 10 phone calls. Or they made 25 phone calls. Okay, that you will encounter. Okay? Here's another one. They stop showing up to, let's say you do local meetings. They just stop showing up. They stop showing up on the conference call. Okay? Let's say that it's, they've been in for like 6 months and they came out just trailblazing. They plugged into First Steps. They started making money. Let's say that you had a couple of them in one of the prospecting or closing classes. They got all that one-on-one coaching and training on how to talk to somebody, how to do it right, how to do it wrong so that you don't do it wrong, how to close. They've increased their closing ratios. And, all of a sudden, 6 months later, they just fall off the face of the planet. You know, and they're giving you these excuses that, you know, all these other things have come up, and they're just nothing but a bunch of lame excuses, because if people really wanted it and they really wanted the thing that they said that they wanted, they would do it. The point is, they hit some kind of a block in their skill set. They hit some kind of a block of something they don't know how to do, and people will bypass failure at all costs. They will do anything not to fail. So they rather not try. In most cases, they rather not try. They rather not ask for help because they got big ego trips. Can't ask for help. I should already know how to do this, usually. Okay, so anyway, they just stopped showing up. We've all encountered this, okay? And that's the way it works. That's how it works. I want to teach you how to minimize that. Let's say you got somebody started within 30 days and they just refuse to step up and do the first meeting, okay? That's another objection that you will encounter with your organization where, you know, they're just not ready to. Or here's another one. You've got some that, in fact, I found this. I was working out with Sandy, not working out lifting weights, but working with her about a month ago. And we were looking at, you know, her three meeting plan numbers and the duplication process of it and how everything needs to be duplicated. And, you know, there was a little breakdown in there where, you know, oh, Sandy, for some reason my people aren't, like, doing the three meeting plan with their people. Okay, well, did you tell them that they need to? Oh, am I supposed to? Absolutely. Okay, so, like, if you notice that there's a breakdown, let's say, you know, let's say you're getting Bob. No, let's say that I get Kathy started. And Kathy, let's say that let's say I do your three meetings with you, okay? We do the three meetings, and I've got, you know, we sponsored a bunch of people, we sold some product, you made some money, okay? And all of a sudden, you go ahead and give me that phone call. I'm calling you. Hey, Kathy, how's it going?
Oh.
Go ahead and start whining.
You know, not too bad. A little hectic around here. Just got some stuff that got thrown on my plate I wasn't expecting, and just kind of a little frustrated because I just don't have time to focus right now on my business.
Wow, Kathy. Kathy, you remember when we first started working together?
Uh-huh.
And you remember that you had told me that you were just very, very serious about getting out of the career that you were in because you just didn't have the kind of quality time that you wanted with your family.
Right.
And you remember that you were talking about, you know, really wanting to make some additional income so you can move into a different neighborhood, and that you're just tired of asking your husband for spending money?
Yeah.
Are you still serious about that?
You know, I really am, and I think about it all the time, and I really am serious, and these things come up, and I have this, you know, and this happens an hour later, and then I, you know, was going to sit down and make a schedule for my meeting and for my home party, and, you know, I got a phone call, and it just always seems like there's so much going on. And
Yeah, I understand, Kathy. You know what, I don't want to waste your time, and I certainly don't want to waste mine, but when we embarked on this business venture together, I made a commitment to you. And that commitment was to help you stay on track to building something for you and your family. Now, I'm willing to follow through on my end of the bargain, but it's obvious that maybe there are some things that you're not quite understanding that need to happen next, and I am confident in your ability, and I believe that the reason why you got started was to succeed and not to fail. And right now, the path that you're walking on is definitely going to take you down a path that you're not going to be satisfied with. And so, you know how when we started in the beginning, we kind of worked out your calendar?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I haven't seen you around for a couple weeks now. And, you know, I was just kind of wondering what in the world has happened to Kathy, because I know that she's committed, and I know that she's determined, and I know that she's got some goals that she definitely wants to achieve. And so go ahead and pull out that calendar, because is it possible that maybe you just didn't write some of those things in there?
Oh, you know, maybe, but, you know, I've had to erase some stuff and move some stuff around and add some things that came up. And
right.
So it's kind of a mess.
Yeah, I totally understand. Well, why don't you go ahead and just put those things in that calendar that are supposed to be there to help you build your business, okay? Why don't you just go ahead and do that now?
Okay.
All right. Kathy, you know that we've now I watched you. We went through those three meetings, and you just did an amazing job. You did an awesome job. My question to you is, you know how when we got Nate started, did you by any chance go ahead and do those three meetings with him?
Our schedules just didn't jive. We just couldn't pull that. I just couldn't be there at the same time he could. It was a little difficult.
Okay. Okay, so Nate, he didn't get his three meetings.
No, he's a stud though. I think he should be able to pull it off. I think he should still do it himself.
Okay.
I wasn't really worried about it.
Okay. You know what? Cappy, I don't want to waste your time, and I certainly don't want to waste mine. I'm going to ask for permission. I just feel bad that Nate is just kind of out there floundering. I mean, he bought that business pack, and did you at least tell him about First Step?
I think I sent him an email on it, yeah. I think I did, yeah.
Okay. All right, hon. You know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave the ball in your court. When you're really ready to get your schedule back and build in your business, I am going to be working my business as well. And again, I'm a woman of my word, and I will follow through with my commitment. And if you're ready, I'm going to give you 24 hours to really just think long and hard as to whether or not you're ready to get your business back on track, because I know you're totally capable. Meanwhile, I'm going to go ahead and give Nate a call because, you know, we kind of embarked on a relationship with him and made some promises that I feel like we definitely need to keep.
Oh, so you're gonna work with him 1-on-1?
Well, I'm just gonna interview him to see if he's actually worth the time to work with. I feel like we definitely need to follow through and follow up with him. So, you know what? In fact, why don't we just do a real quick three-way with him? Do you have his number handy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why don't we get him on the phone real quick?
Hey, Nate.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Kathy.
Yeah, I remember you.
How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Hey, I was just calling you because Danny just called me and wanted to three-way you in. And
hey, Nate, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome. Hey,
oh,
man.
When she said Danny, I was expecting a guy's voice.
Oh, yeah. Hey, buddy, we met, actually, Kathy's third meeting. You were actually present in that, and we know that you had gotten started and everything, and I was just calling to make sure that you were able to get your products and that you're using them correctly and you're feeling good about the service so far.
Yeah, I've got my products, I think, they're in a box over here in the corner.
Okay. You know what? What I'd like to do right now, because you obviously stepped out to get yourself started in business, tell me the main reason why you were wanting to get started.
Well, I want a passive six-figure income from home. I like to donate a lot of time to my church, and I'm a musician. I want to have a home studio, and so I kind of need a passive income that's going to enable me to do all the other things that I want to do with my time.
Okay. How serious are you about that?
I'm deadly serious.
Okay. Do you have pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. Kathy, why don't you go ahead and give him what the four things are that I gave you for getting yourself started up with the homework assignment and then what his next step is.
Oh, okay. Well, I know, I think the first one was go to, and I'm not sure if I already had to do this, but it's www.dannyjohnson.com. I think it's dannyjohnson.com. And you can register there as a free member.
Kathy, why don't you go ahead and spell that to him so he understands what it is.
It's dannyjohnson.com.
Okay.
And just register there and register as a free member.
All right.
And they have hours and hours of free archived training calls back there, a lot of stuff to look at. And I think I sent you that email. I don't know if you got it, about First Step to Success.
Yeah, I got it. I think I saved it. I didn't get a chance to go there yet.
Okay. Hey, Nate, what would be great is if go ahead and register. When you go to DannyJohnson.com, actually type in DannyJohnson.com/video. You want to check out the video there.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and there's a video to the left, one to the right. Watch the one to the left, that one just got done about 4 or 5 days ago from an event that was done in Los Angeles. Now, the next event is in Chicago.
Awesome.
And Kathy, go ahead and proceed.
You know, to be honest with you, I don't remember what the other ones were.
Okay, cool. Now, Nate, Kathy's just getting her business started as well, and actually, you know, working on learning the processes and everything. And really what I'm looking for right now is someone who's deadly serious about building a business and wants to generate a passive income working part-time from home. I do have a set of a homework assignment here that would be very important for you to do. And if you're absolutely serious about building that kind of an income, tomorrow I can meet with you around 9:30 on the telly. And if you have completed that homework assignment, then it's possible that you would be considered to be worked with more closely on how to start establishing yourself in that six-figure income.
Awesome.
Okay, so, and I would give the next step. Okay? So if I wind up, in this case, if I wind up with somebody who brought me some Kinley, so to speak, okay? So let's say that I get somebody who got someone started, and let's say, and Kathy's doing a perfect job of pretending to be a stinking whiner. And my skin is standing up. It's driving me crazy. But I know that we all deal with that. And so if you notice, I'm being nice. I'm telling her I believe in her. And, hey, why don't you get me on the phone with Nate? And I'm looking for somebody that is inside of her. Now, mind you, she's in my first level. I sponsored this girl. I did a couple meetings with her, and she did not take the baton and run with it. And so I want to see, man, was there anything, was there any kindling left in this whole project here? Okay. Now, she may even say, you know, I'd rather not do a 3-call. You can just go ahead and call him. I'm going to get on the phone with him. Hey, Nate, how's it going, man? You know what? Kathy told me I could give you a call. I'm actually from XYZ Company. I'm actually working inside the organization, and I would then establish a rapport, give that homework assignment, bring him in as though I was working with him, as though I brought him in myself. He's still in my group volume, so to speak, because Kathy's not all that active. Do you understand? So in this case, I'm now digging down a little deeper to find somebody that is serious, that's going to build something and establish this 3-meeting plan with them. And this is what I also do with every person that I get started, is I will tell them, listen, what I'm about to show you and what we're going to do in the next 3 weeks together with these 3 meetings, you are to carry these 3 meetings with each and every person you bring into your business as well. So don't be here just to sit there and wait and think that I'm going to be doing this forever, because I'm not. It's just like any job. When you learn a process, then you got to do the process. So you're going to learn a process, then I'm going to watch you do the process, and then I'm going to release you to do the process on your own, and you'll do that process with other people. You're never going to be ever going to feel like you got it all perfect, and that's not the point. The point is results. And so in this case, if I've got this, you know, hemming and hawing, whining person that would drive me crazy, I'm going to dig down deep to find some kindling underneath her and start igniting a fire underneath her. What you'll find is all of a sudden some excuses are going out the door. Everything boils down to motivation. Whatever motivates, motivates. When they start seeing stuff happening underneath them, then all of a sudden things perk up and, hey, Nate's going to First Steps. Oh, my gosh, Kathy, can you relate? Nate's going to First Steps. He's got 3 people that are also going with him. He had 3 people step up into that top package. Girl, you're not qualified. Did you get your order in? Oh, you didn't? Oh, gosh. That's too bad, honey. Listen, girl, it sounds like, in fact, Kathy, let's pick it up right here. Kathy, oh, my gosh, things are exploding. Nate's actually going crazy. He's registered for First Steps. He's got 3 people. We've done a couple of his meetings. And, you know, I know you've got a whole lot going on, but I will tell you, girl, that if you want to be able to participate and earn money from everything that he's doing, you better make sure that, A, you're qualified to be able to do that. B, you definitely got that auto ship in place. C, you might want to be plugging him back into First Steps so you know how to leave this guy. Because at this point, he's about to pass you up.
And I'm dying. I'm, like, seriously on the phone right now. Like, I'm, like, we're role-playing, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, I got to get busy.
Exactly. So whatever motivates. That's just how simply it works. And you can also take this with a Kathy. Let's say that, you know, let's say there isn't a bunch of Kinley down below. I can take Kinley from someone I'm personally getting started and motivate it that way. So now notice, she gave me her little thing of excuses. You know what? I reminded her about, you know, are you serious? Is this something that you really, you know, you're wanting to do? I understand things are getting busy. I'm validating, you know, her concerns. I'm going to find some fire to build underneath her. And I'm going to say, you know what, you let me know within 24 hours if you're serious or not, because I appreciate everything you're doing. I think you're doing a great job. I know that you are fully capable. You've just really stumbled across a little roadblock of not knowing how to do the next step. That's all. Now, Kathy, how does that make you feel when I say that to you?
It makes me feel like, that, you know, I need to stop and think about it, and that really is the reason, and I really can do it. And I am doing a great job of what I did.
Right.
And that I can do this.
Right. And so when I say, you know, you just simply stumbled across the little roadblock or you didn't have the skill yet to be able to overcome it, bottom line is, Kathy, you did awesome just getting started. Now you're just ready for that very next step. And I know, like, you've done everything else in your life. You master this next step, then you're going to be able to meet the next hurdle. And then you're going to come to another one. Remember how we talked about in the beginning, you know, that there's those 2 types of people that get started. One that, you know, just gets in the trenches and they're going to work through each and every step on how to be able to work their way up through it. And it's going to take a different skill level that takes them straight to the top. And there are those that, you know, after 30 days, because you have 4 or 5 people say, I don't really know if I want to do this, that they wind up just, you know, folding and, you know, disappearing into existence. Do you remember when we talked about that, Kathy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, just understand that's normal. It's all cool. Just remember, you know, that you, what you did in the beginning was awesome. You know that you're teachable, right?
So what you're saying is, I'm not a loser, I just need some more skill.
Right.
Okay.
Right. You can do it, I believe in you. Guys, this is what you have to understand. And mind you, you're going to get excuses for everything. And again, these are objections. And I know for some of you, your eyes are opening up real big right now. I'm like, oh, I get it. I said this so many times from the front of the room when many of you have been in those live trainings with me, you will handle objections for the rest of your career. You're going to handle objections for the rest of your marriage, for your entire parenting. You're going to handle objections. I'm telling you, this is what the objections are. Here's how to handle those very simple objections, very similar to the closing formula. And again, let me give them to you. One of them is that someone's going to say, you know, you're going to get them started in their business. You're going to tell them you need to be plugging in consistently into training programs. You need to make sure that you're on those Monday night calls. You do know that, you know, this is just like any other job. You get out what you put in. So it's important to have that schedule. You know, 30, 60, 90 days go by and all of a sudden they fell off the wagon, and kind of like what Kathy and you were a perfect example. Oh, no, I didn't have that in my schedule. That's what happens. Now, see, here's what happens for you. This is why I said it's important for you to maintain that posture. It's also important for you to understand people. This is huge. When you understand people, your emotions don't get all tied up in a knot. And that's what happens with most of us. That's what used to happen to me in the beginning. You know, when I would get excuses from my reps that I thought were going to go turn the world inside out and upside down, when they didn't do that, or when they did it in the beginning and then didn't do it later on, I thought, oh, there's something wrong with that business. Oh, man. There's nothing wrong with the business. That's how it works. It just means that you have not yet possessed the skill to handle that next level of objections that you're going to get. If you keep this in mind, number one, your posture has to stay strong. Number two, that you know that you're morally obligated to do your part. And mind you that I will play that out with Kathy. You know what? When we embarked on this relationship, I was committed to helping you stay on track and to direct you on how you would be able to succeed. I'm willing to do my part. I'm a woman of my word, and I'm willing to do my part in that. I understand you're busy. I understand things have come up. But Kathy, look what a great job you were doing. Look how awesome you did in the beginning. I know and I believe that if you knew the next skill set, that you'd be able to do that as well. I know just like you've mastered everything else in your life, everything you've ever gotten good at, it's because you made a commitment to it and you learned what you had to be able to do it well. Imagine, Kathy, imagine being able to get that done. Folks, this is like a 5-10 minute conversation. This isn't a half an hour. This is 5-10 minutes. I believe in you. I got to go. If I hear from you in the next 24 hours, then I know that you're serious. Okay? You also will encounter people, you know, that are going to call and say, I've talked to everyone I know. And Kathy, let's go ahead and roll play this one. Actually, Nate, let's roll it out. You go ahead and give me the, you know, I talked to everyone I know. Go ahead.
Well, Danny, I'm pretty much exhausted, you know, everybody that I know and feel comfortable talking to. I don't know anybody else.
Okay, dude, I totally understand where you're coming from. Nate, you know, when we first got started and we embarked on this partnership, you had mentioned to me that you were just deadly serious about being able to create that passive six-figure income so that you could spend more time at church with your kids, and that you could build that home studio. Are those still things on your goal list?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. And are you totally serious about being able to make that happen?
Yeah.
And you remember when we were first talking, like the second time we ever spoke, I had asked you how long, if you keep doing what you're doing right now, how long is it going to take you to be able to, you know, create that passive income, be able to spend more time in that church and build that home studio? Do you remember what you said? If you continued, you know, on the worship pastor's income, how long would it take you to be able to do those things you wanted to do? Do you remember what you said?
I said never.
Right. And so that's not going to change ever. And so are you still serious about having those things and doing those things?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Nate, do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Pate, I'm going to give you some information. Only if I know that you are deadly serious about making that commitment. Nate, I made a commitment to you. And that was to carry my hat. And to help keep you on track after your goals. Now, I know through life, Nate, there's not a whole lot of people in our lives that is committed to helping us stick to our goals, is there?
No, there's not.
So I'm here because I care about you and because I made a commitment to you. I'm going to follow through with my part. It's up to you to follow through with your part. The information I'm about to give you, I'm going to encourage you to take full advantage of it. And the ball's in your court at this point.
Okay.
Okay? go to DannyJohnson.com.
Okay.
/video.
Okay.
Nate, a brand new video just came out. And there's people on that video just like you. Just like you. Who are teetering after 90 days of working their business. Teetering between succeeding and failing. Succeeding or giving up on those things they said they wanted to do. And yet they plug themselves in and they got another skill set that they didn't have before. For example, you're going to see a young lady on there, mom of twins, made $31,000 in 3 months after her first step.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
That is.
Another guy on there, man, he plugged in Dallas last January. He was making $10,000 a month. Now he's turning over $20,000 a week.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
Incredible.
So I know that you got started to succeed. I know you got started because you care about your family. And so I'm going to direct you on where you're going to get some help. I need you to click on the event. We're going to find some way, somehow, to get you in Chicago.
Okay.
Because, Nate, all you're missing is what your next skill set is. That's it. All right, so great. We ran out of the world market. No worries, man. There's thousands of people every day looking for a home-based business. All you need to do is learn the skills that are necessary to be able to talk to those people. Now, Nate, I know that I could not show up at your church on Sunday and lead worship the way you can. Now, can I?
I guess not.
No. I don't know how to play the piano, and Lord have mercy, you don't want to hear me sing. Everybody would be leaving and would not be walking in the presence of God. That's for darn sure. Okay, so just like you could not expect me to perform well because of my skill set at what you do, just understand, you're ready for your next step. Now, you're not afraid of taking a next step, are you?
No.
Okay. So go there now, get yourself registered. And by the way, there's some classes taking place. If you're ready for your next step and learning how to be able to cultivate a market of people who are looking for a home-based business, God is on your side. Because starting November 2nd is a prospecting class. It's 4 weeks straight with Danny Johnson herself in a small, intimate setting in a teleseminar right there from the comfort of your own home. At noon your time, from noon to about 1:30, 2 o'clock. Every week is prospecting and as well as closing. So on Thursday, November 2nd, will be the prospecting classes, and every Thursday after that, except for Thanksgiving Thursday. And then on that next Tuesday, which I believe is the 6th, November 6th, will be the closing class. You're going to get one-on-one. You're going to hear other people having one-on-one. And you'll begin to take your steps in mastering, cultivating the cold market of people that are looking for a home-based business. You'll also be able to cultivate how to work a lukewarm market. Do you feel that once you learn those skills that you'd be able to do the things that you said that you wanted to do?
Absolutely.
At least it's a chance, right, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Each one of those classes are only $297. And by the way, it's first come, first serve basis. Those things are going to sell out here real shortly. We've only got a week and a half left before they close that thing out. So it's perfect timing. Okay, so go get yourself registered in those classes. Start listening to some of the free archive calls. And you know what? Best thing to do is to start tonight making a few of those calls. Even just practice on a few people that may have already told you no and just say, hey, listen, you know what? I just really need to get some more experience. You think you can help me out?
Okay.
All right? So you go do that now. I want you to call me tomorrow. Let me know what steps you've taken. And I just want you to know I believe in you, buddy, no matter what it is that you try to do.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
All right, bud. Talk to you later. And that would be it. Nate, how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel empowered. Makes me feel like I could do more than I thought that I could do before I talked to you, for sure.
And man, isn't it just so amazing? When we look back in our lives, Kathy, I know you'd agree, you're a millionaire today. You know, when you look back on your life, man, those strategic kind of calls sometimes is all that we needed to pull our head out of the dumps. Would you agree with that, Kathy? I know I've had those calls with you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, my very first step pulled me out of the I'm a loser, I don't know what I'm doing, maybe this is just not going to happen to, oh, I just need some more skills.
Right? So it's a call of hope. I didn't coach. I encouraged and directed. So, again, the five steps that I just gave you guys, you got to maintain that posture, the posture of, listen, we embarked on a relationship together. I'm going to hold up my end of the bargain. Okay, and they may even spill their guts. You know, I'm just really afraid. I've spent a lot of money. I haven't made that much money, and I'm kind of afraid to get people started. Oh, it's okay. Yeah, man, I understand. In fact, I've gone through that before. It's cool. It's normal. It's just showing you hit a roadblock of skill. That's all. You just haven't yet learned how to duplicate. That's all, man. And then you give the same exact thing that I just gave to Nate, the same thing you heard me tell Kathy. So now it's a place of empowering them. You've got now the words to say to them. Some of them are going to bite on it. Some of them are not. Just like, and this is what you need to understand. And I know, you know, this happens. And in fact, it happened to Kathy in the very beginning that, you know, not everyone that you bring into the business is going to succeed. That's on their head, not yours. The other thing is that not everybody that you bring the first steps is going to do it. And not everyone you bring the first steps is going to come back each month either. And the ones that don't, guess what happens to them? They fall off. First steps basically adds the amount of time and adds production to the time that they spend in your business, which means chances of more results out of them while they were in your business. The more consecutively they plug in, the more results that they will continuously get. This is proven. But not all of them will. Well, so-and-so went to first steps and they didn't make any money. Yeah, you're right. Because there are people who do go with their heads still crammed in the wrong place. And yes, there are people that go that come to try to prove it wrong. There are people that do go and say, I dare you to bless me. I dare you to teach me something new. There are some people that come that are totally unteachable and they leave unteachable. That does happen. And there are people that do come that have some serious emotional issues and some serious fears. And they just need someone to believe in them. That's it. And there are some people that come, but they catch it. They get it, and they run with it. To me, I don't want to take the chance on who's going to do what. That's how come I crammed it with everybody. The ones that went out and built it. And the important thing that you do is you stay focused on who's doing something, not whining about not doing something. So hopefully tonight was helpful for you guys. Hopefully you got the understanding that, oh, those are objections they're giving me. Oh, my job is to maintain my posture and to do my part of the bargain. And to keep them on track, I gave you specific words to say for free. Okay? I gave you 5 simple steps of what to do. Notice that I talked about immunizing and reminding. That's what I demonstrated with both of these guys. I reminded them back to remember when we first got started. I encouraged and told them I believed in them. And I put the focus on where they're going, not the whining that they're doing at the moment. So this is simple stuff, guys, and this is like just the beginning. I could spend about 4 hours on this one topic alone and helping to groom you to have the right words and attitude and posture to be able to keep somebody on the right track. But listen, we just handed this to you for free. Please don't treat it as though it was for free. Whatever you do, please don't treat it as though it was free. Take what you've learned tonight, invest it tonight, and for those of you that are going to bed right now, I completely understand it's 11:15 or 11:05. But for those of you that are in California or mountain time, get on the phone. Start making things happen. The next phone call that comes in, you got a whiner, you now have been equipped on what to say, how to say it, how to disarm the whining, and have the best possible chance of putting them back on track and building their business. Will some of them not do it? Yes, some of them won't do it. Why? Because that's the way it works. You can't change that. But you just had a chance to increase your percentage of the amount that continue to put their head down and give it one last shot. That's what this is about. Increasing the percentage shot of people that will go out and give it their best shot instead of kicking them off, kicking them out of your business because you don't know what to do with them or never talking to them because you don't know what to do with them. That happens all the time. I know. That's what I did in the beginning. I just ignored them. Well, that doesn't build a business. That builds a cemetery. They will die. No question. So, guys, let me tell you from here. I mentioned to you about the video. I mentioned to you about the classes. And again, you got people struggling in your business. Do you want to see your sales increase in the month of November? I'm going to ride your people. I will keep them accountable. I will get to role play with many of them. Definitely not all of them. And most of them that want to role play, we generally get to about 90% of them. We do get to. But the benefit of them being in there, they're seeing firsthand how they should be doing it and how they shouldn't be doing it. And when it's live, it's extremely powerful. Kathy and Nate both have been through those classes several times. Nate, in fact, just tell them what happened to your numbers from, you know, where you were to where you are.
Oh, wow. I mean, the first time I went through the class, I remember I was horrible at working leads. I was getting nowhere. I mean, my closing ratio has been 0%. And just in that first month, I think it was two Julys ago, it was the first time, and my closing ratios were like right around 76% like that during those classes. It was phenomenal.
Isn't that crazy?
It blew my mind.
Didn't know that you could do that, did you?
No, I didn't.
It's really awesome. Really, really awesome. I know, Kathy, you'd never worked leads before.
Right, right.
You were building a warm market business, and that was it, and learned how to work leads. And what are you doing now with leads, girl?
Oh, gosh. At least 8 out of 10.
That's just so crazy to me. I remember you just being terrified to call somebody that was a cold market person.
Terrified.
And she'd made hundreds of thousands of dollars. Which goes to show you that even the most successful ones still have some issues of fear. And same with me. I do too, man. I battle with stuff all the time. And so it's just about making sure that we don't lose the battle by sitting there and getting smeared. It's about putting some armor on, getting equipped, getting the skills so that we can fight the good fight and continue to move ourselves forward. So those are taking place November 2nd. I gave the right dates. November 2nd, Thursday is the prospecting class. We're switching them that month because of the Thursday and because of Dynasty that's coming. See, Kathy, why have you been to four Dynasties?
To be honest with you, I'm always applying and learning and growing, and I get something. I'm ready for something that probably was talked about the first one I went to, but just wasn't ready at that level to receive it and actually properly apply it. It's just a whole other level of leadership and a whole other level of leadership skill. And I just don't feel like I'm, you know, quite there yet. And I go and I apply, and then I go, okay, now I need to move on.
And so each time you've gone, you've gotten that next level that you needed.
Yeah. I have a full notebook for every seminar I've ever been to. I have a full notebook of notes. I learn something new and aha every single time.
That's awesome. Do you recommend that people who've already been once should go again?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
Because you're if you've applied it and you've worked it and you've done what you're supposed to do with the information you got the first time, you will be ready for another level, another whole another level. And one of the things that I got from you that was huge just recently is you're going to be closing people up to a six-figure income. I did not realize that. Just like I told you, I didn't realize that after I used to celebrate a sign-up. I used to throw a big party just when someone signed up. And it took me a while to realize, hey, that's just the beginning. And you're going to be closing your people up to a six-figure income. And if you're not plugging in and increasing your skill and going back and applying it, you won't be ready when that time comes.
That's right. You'll fumble the ball, no question. Absolutely no question. And so there's you know, roadblock after roadblock to make it through, but it's absolutely worth it. And thank God there's a way and a place where you can gain, you know, what you need to be able to do it.
Right.
Where you're at when we met you 2 years ago was that you didn't have that place.
Right.
And
you're
ready to
rock. Yeah, you're my rock, and your plugging into keeps me laser focused on the path and I used to get easily detoured, and you're just my rock, and plugging in consistently and learning and growing and applying is a result of who I am today.
That's so awesome. Okay, well, guys, that concludes it. We've got a little bit over time. I've given you a lot of free information tonight. Go to a free website for more free information. You can go to DannyJohnson.com. /video. Watch the video. Then turn to the homepage. Fill out the membership form that gets you into free archived calls with a lot of meaty information that you can apply immediately and start getting results from that. Once you've done that, then you can decide whether or not you want to do what Nate and Kathy have done, where they have plugged in consecutive events. I've seen them month after month. I've seen them all over the country, in fact, many times in many different cities. As they plug not only themselves, but their people through, and as they're learning every single step of the way, their income has been increasing as a direct result of that. And that's not because I'm great at what I do. That's because they, as well as you, have something in you that must get done. And the bottom line is, two heads are better than one. We just have a track record of being able to help increase people's income and decrease the time that they're putting into it and increase their time freedom, so that they can enjoy the life that they have set out to live. And so just so happens that's what we do. I'm not saying that I'm the best at it. I'm saying that I'm giving my best shot to see my clients succeed. I'm giving it my best shot to see their marriages succeed. I'm giving it my best shot to be able to equip them with marketing strategies, people development strategies, business development strategies, money management strategies, so that they can wholeheartedly and fully holistically build something that is built to last where everybody is being benefited. That's just what we do. And again, I'm not saying I'm the best at it. I'm saying that I'm giving it my best shot to help my clients succeed. We are 100% committed here at DannyJohnson.com to do whatever we can to make your experience with us so valuable and so powerful that you are just truly compelled to tell everybody else you know about it. We feel that if we can over-deliver good information that you can capitalize from and profit from immediately, then we know where you're going to send your people to. And so that's our entire mindset, is if we can help you succeed, then we know that you would be driving business in our direction. And that is what's happened. In 3 years, 80,000 people have decided to join forces with us worldwide because they have felt compelled that they came across a live training seminar, part of the products that are on the website, free calls like this, somehow, some way, the prospecting and closing classes, creating a dynasty or advanced training seminar. They found something in those venues that have helped them build their business and help their lives become a little easier. We just hope that you would just give us a shot. If you've got nothing to lose, everything starts off for free. And by the way, if you wind up going to Chicago, and we are right now 35% full already, this is the fastest we've ever seen event fill up ever. In fact, it's 100 over what it was filling up for LA and even Dallas, which those two events sold out way faster than Australia filled out, and that was a sold out event too. The last 90 days of events that we've done, they've all sold out. That is completely money back guarantee. If you go get yourself registered now and you wind up changing your mind, get your money back. If you wind up going to Chicago and you think, oh my gosh, man, that was really boring, or I've already heard this before, or, you know, I don't know if any of this is going to work, it's cool. No questions asked. We'd be happy to give you your money back. I mean, no questions asked at all. We do not want your money. We want your results. We want your success story. We want to see you succeed. We want to see you make an impact in your communities, your families. We want to see you make an impact in your company. I truly believe that if this broke homeless cocktail waitress could go and become a millionaire in 2 years working part-time, then by golly, so can you. So that's what we're after. We're after your success. I highly recommend go now to the website, get yourself registered. And again, you know, if you wind up thinking this is just a bunch of hooey, we'll be glad to give you your money back. No questions asked. And we honor our word, as I hope you do as well. So other than that, folks, God bless you. It was so awesome with you guys tonight. Thanks, Kathy and Nate, for taking time out of your schedule to spend on the phone with us and volunteering your time to your competition who was on the phone tonight. We totally appreciate your leadership level. We appreciate your dedication to impacting the entire industry and people's lives throughout the world. So other than that, folks, I'm signing off live from California. This call is being recorded. It will be uploaded on our website within 24 hours. Go get yourself registered now for First Steps to Success or the live prospecting or closing classes, and we'll be talking to you soon. God bless and good night, everybody.